This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
All right, continuing here on Willard and Dibs here on a Tuesday afternoon and still talking out all the new contracts. Obviously, Brock Purdy and Fred Warner both on Friday and Monday consecutively. And then further comments coming out from Adam Schefter today that kind of add to the intrigue of the whole thing. David Lombardi tapped in like no other. SF Standard joins us now on the show. David, thank you so much, man. How you been on the offseason?
I've been really good. It looks like I'm going to knock on wood right now, but it looks like I'm going to have a really nice break to take a vacation for the first time in several years. So that will be good ahead of the 2025 season since they got all this done so early, you know?
Right. Like no drama. What is your take on the difference of this offseason versus the last few?
Well, both sides in these deals came to play early as opposed to previous years where, you know, for one reason or the other, there are probably multiple reasons, but they couldn't get these things done until really close to the regular season. And this year, what was it, May 16th for Purdy, a couple days later for Fred Warner. Those are going to be signed, sealed, and delivered very soon. And then the 49ers will have OTAs, which begin next week. That's punctuated by a veteran minicamp, and then everybody's going to get to go wherever they want for the summer. And again, knock on wood, something can pop up, but you would hope it wouldn't so that we could get a breather because we haven't had one in years covering this team.
Is it safe to say that Brock Purdy's primary motivation wasn't the money, but more so that he wanted to be there for the OTAs and just get this whole thing done so he can be the quarterback?
I think he's got a really good head on his shoulders, and he wanted to be, you know, acknowledged as one of the top quarterbacks in the game. With a fair contract that set him and his family up with generational wealth. And he realized that there was a value. I don't know what kind of monetary number you could put on the value, but he realized that there was a value in getting this done earlier. So, you know, obviously they opened up at more than 60 because these quarterback contracts had just one upped each other up until Josh Allen's contract. But Josh signed a really mature deal where he didn't care about the vanity number, the APY, and at 55 as the MVP. And I think that really set a good tone for this Brock Purdy deal to get done sooner. It's stronger on the rolling guarantees than it is on the APY. But, you know, if you're actually the one that's signing the contract, that's what you want. That's what you want. You don't want the surface level number if you had to choose between the two.
So, David, I'm curious to know, if they do start at 65, it feels to me like the Niners and Brock were largely on the same page, at least to a degree, throughout this process. But when they came in at 65 and the Niners were like, well, no, that's way too high, were there any phone calls that you know of made around the league to at least kind of dip the toe in the water of the idea of seeing how other teams valued Brock?
No, not at all. The 49ers valued Brock at the very highest level possible. When you heard Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch talk right after the season. The 49ers were committed to getting this done. That's just how negotiations work. One side's going to come in with a high number. The other side's going to come in with a low number. And wherever you meet is going to usually depend on how long it takes. And in this case, you know, if Brock Purdy really wanted to drag this out the way that we saw with Nick Bosa and with Brandon Ayuk, he had more leverage than either of those two guys because he's a quarterback and his leverage was, okay, I'm just not going to show up if that's what he wanted to do. And he could have dragged that number across 60 probably by the time this was over. But again, it would have been a hollow 60. It would have been an empty 60. Like it would have been non-guaranteed money tacked onto the end of the deal just so he could feel better about himself and just so his agent could feel better about themselves. That's why I call this such a mature process. And why Josh Allen's deal was a mature process, because they didn't care about that. They wanted to get this done. They didn't want to be a distraction. They wanted to go help their team. And for Purdy, it really seemed to me that a deadline in his mind was OTAs. So he got it done, and now everybody moves on happily ever after.
You mentioned the rolling guarantees that go through the life of the deal, but what's the break point, David, as far as when enough money will have been given to him up front and guaranteed to where if things do go south on the field, the 49ers and Brock Purdy could part ways without too much damage?
Well, I'll tell you what a huge deal in this deal was for Kyle Strong and Purdy's agent and for Purdy too, was the first 3 years. The cash flow in the first 3 years is one of the strongest that we've seen in a quarterback deal. And that means that Jared Goff's number is one they were targeting because Goff had a very nice first 3 year cash flow with, I think, a record signing bonus at the time, $73 million. Now, it's interesting because Purdy's signing bonus is not going to be nearly as big. So the money to catch up to Goff and pass him in the first 3 years is going to come in years 2 and 3. And that's part of what's really interesting about this deal and how it helps the 49ers, because they were able to keep his 2025 salary cap hit at only $8.5 million. So just imagine that. This is a $265 million deal where the salary cap hit in the first year is only $8.5 million. And that's due to Brock Purdy's willingness to be patient for you know, a huge chunk of this money to flow in years 2 and 3. And then the 49ers will have other deferral techniques that they can use at that point. But I would say, you know, after year 3 is when all these guarantees essentially end. And you could look at that in two different ways. You can look at it in the way of, okay, well, what if the 49ers want to move on because something goes wrong? But I think much more likely, based on the performance that we've seen out of Brock Purdy so far, is that things go really right. And you could probably start talking about the next Brock Purdy contract around that point. So in all likelihood, I think if this goes the way the 49ers and Purdy want it to go, he's not going to be playing in 2029 and 2030 under this contract. There'll be a new contract signed. That's how this works. I mean, you saw with Josh Allen, he signed that really early. And in a way, the 49ers set some precedent with the Fred Warner contract. He still had 2 years left. So if the guy's really dependable and he's performing really well on the field, you want to get both sides are going to want to renegotiate this a little bit sooner, because it's going to help the 49ers with their salary cap situation, and it will replenish the guarantees for Brock Purdy about 3 or 4 years down the line.
David Lombardi, SF Standard, joining us here at Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. I think as we go down the line, David, this is where at least the rational 49er fan, we get both sides of this argument, too much money, not enough money, whatever. But I think the rational 49er fan looks and goes, I get it, but in what way does it change the 49ers' ability to fill out the roster around him? When you get asked that question, what do you say?
Well, they had to get more efficient with the entire outlook this offseason. And that's what they did to, you know, really set the table for this. But when you look at where the NFL is financially, because the salary cap is tied to league revenues, the limit is growing consistently every single season, so sometimes by really, really large strides. So, for example, over the course of the last 2 years, the salary cap has grown over 24%, which is huge. And the NFL is talking about 16 international games a year. And, you know, we're just the new TV deals, which have been kicking in over the past couple seasons, those are going to lead to further revenue. So you're definitely going to see the salary cap continue to increase, and that means the 49ers formula, which is to shepherd along this roster with a group of A-list players that they don't mind doubling down on. So we've seen that with the Purdy contract, with the Kittle contract, with the Fred Warner contract. You go back to last year with Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams, Brandon Ayuk. They've been paying guys, right? Those are the guys they double down on, but it's spots 10 to 53 on the roster where they have to be ultra efficient to make this work. And that's why players like Leonard Floyd, players like Malik Collins are no longer on this team, because they might have been decent players, but they weren't $10 million players in the 49ers' way of calculating their worth. They need to fill those spots with hungrier, younger, and cheaper rookies, and they think they can actually get better, and I don't really dispute that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
That logic, because they were so bad on defense to begin with last season. So if they can follow this formula, and if this draft class hits, then there really aren't limitations to the A-list players they can sign, because they're not wasting money. They're not inefficient at spots number 10 to 53 on the roster, if that makes sense. So that's kind of the way that they're operating. I call it surfing the wave of the rising salary cap, where they do have room for these big ticket expenditures as long as they're getting efficiency from the draft class and from the bargain bin free agents.
And the A-listers this year, we know that Fred Warner got his money and George Kittle got his money. Looking at next year, when Brock Purdy's cap hit goes way, way up, are there any A-listers that fans could potentially lose based on Brock's number going up astronomically?
I don't think so, because they're going to carry over. Right now, after this is done and after Fred Warner's deal's done, you know what Warner's deal does is, it's just like George Kittle's. It lowers his 2025 salary cap bit. So this is a win-win. And because the cap is rising year over year, the 49ers consider, and they're correct in considering this, and it's them and the Eagles who do this the best, and obviously two franchises that have seen a lot of success recently, they consider salary cap space now to be more valuable than salary cap space in the future, because you carry over whatever you don't use. So over the past two or three years, the 49ers have always carried over the most space in the whole league because they pushed these salary cap hits backwards, and they've carried over an average of $40 million in each season. With the Kittle deal done and lowering his cap hit for 2025, with the Warner deal done and lowering his cap hit, and with the Purdy deal done and them managing to make the cap hit only $8.5 million this year, they are projected, according to my numbers, and they've usually been more or less accurate, but they're projected to carry over $44 million, wow, even after all of this business. So they're just, you know, people 4 years ago said, well, this won't last. You know, the bill's going to come due. It's like, guys, it's a zero interest loan because the cap is growing at such an astronomical rate. So as long as they balance it right, they can continue this indefinitely. And if a player ever becomes inefficient for his deal, so Deebo Samuel, I think, was a good example, that's when you move on from him. But I didn't consider Deebo Samuel an A-lister anymore by performance, what we saw in 2024. So they were more than happy to do that. If somebody falls off of the pace moving forward, of course they can move on from him early. Of course they're going to consider that financially prudent. But I don't think you're going to be seeing them move off of true A-list players still delivering as A-list players anytime soon.
Well, David, let's ask about a couple of those A-listers and how long or how much longer you think they can still deliver A-list performances. Fred Warner's about to turn 29, and I'd like to add Christian McCaffrey into this conversation too. Grab both of them and tell us how much longer do you think that they can still perform at their highest level?
Well, I don't know if you saw, this is interesting, about a month ago, a video surfaced from a couple years ago that nobody had seen. It was from some kind of stem cell institute in Panama. It was George Kittle talking, and he said that he had bilateral Achilles tendinosis, not tendinitis, but similar to tendinitis, which is what Christian McCaffrey had. And Kittle said he got this treatment, and it hadn't bothered him, and he's playing peak level football right now. So I think the reason I bring that up is because a lot of people seem very, very worried that Christian McCaffrey is not going to be his old self. Well, George Kittle has been able to be his old self dealing with a similar condition. I don't know exactly what type of treatment Christian McCaffrey got, but I did see him play against Buffalo last year for the first quarter, where he looked just as explosive as his past self. And then unfortunately, he slammed down onto the turf and hurt his knee. All of this is going to be health dependent, of course. But I do think that there is a window there where you look at guys like McCaffrey, who's so important to the offense. You look at guys like Fred Warner, Nick Bosa on the defensive side, where I think you could legitimately expect at least two more prime seasons that overlap between all of these guys for the 49ers. Trent Williams is another one where, yeah, he's still playing really well when he's healthy, but yes, you do need to have that health. But I think that's a discussion that you have with every NFL team in the history of the game, right? This is a sport with a lot of injuries. The years that things line up from a health perspective are typically the years where teams with a lot of star power do well. The teams where they don't line up from a health perspective, it's like the 2024 49ers. So they need the health to break in their direction. But based on what I see, I think they've got a nice little two-year window here of these guys still in their primes.
David, real quick, any more bargain bin shopping coming? Maybe another receiver?
Well, Amari Cooper is still available, and I know that the 49ers have been interested in a receiver. I reported, 2 weeks ago that Gabe Davis was visiting the 49ers. The problem is he's still recovering from a torn meniscus. So he visited a couple teams. I think the Steelers and the Giants were part of his tour after he visited the 49ers last week. Typically with a guy like that, he's an established veteran. He's checking out his options, and then he'll sign a little bit later in the offseason based on how his recovery is going. But it does show us that the 49ers are interested in adding a vet at the receiver position, which makes total sense because I think there's some uncertainty about Brandon Ayuk's timetable. And DeMarcus Robinson might actually be suspended for the first couple weeks of this season. So if you're the 49ers, there are spots up for the taking. If you're talking about Tariq Owens potentially seeing pretty heavy action early in the season, well, that's a very, you know, big talent, but inexperienced guy. So in that case, you'd want to add a vet to the receiver room. That's why they're interested in Gabe Davis. And I just don't know what Amari Cooper's price would be, but they were interested in Cooper Kupp and Davante Adams at lower prices. I would expect them to also be interested in Amari Cooper if they can get him at the right price.
David, great stuff, man. We really love having you on. Thanks so much.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thank you.
Bay Area, it's Steve Kerr. You're listening to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. You know what, Dibs? I like your picks.
Hey! Look at that, coach.
Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, that's Steve Kerr. Do you remember him?
I do.
He coaches that team that they used to play.
They did.
But they're not playing
anymore.
They'll
play again.
They will.
Yep.
Yeah.
Golf.
Wolves and Thunder. Not too far off.
Yep.
I'm going to listen.
Thunder in six.
No.
Thunder in six.
Wolves in six.
I don't think so.
Fine. I don't care what you think.
Too thin. Picks. He likes my picks. I'm sure Steve likes that one, too.
Right.
No, that's true.
Check this out. This is a fun idea.
Dab Nation. This is Jonathan Kuminga.
Well,
hey, Dibs. Your pick stinks.
Hey, Dibs.
I mean... I was there for you, JK, when all these Mark Willards and all the rest of them were crapping all over your career. I was there for you, JK.
I've never crapped on that man's career.
Hey, this is a Guy Santos.
You want to know, can I, listen, just because we went there, now I want to say this. We have some breaking news. We're going to give it to you in just a sec. Hold on. I was describing this. Watch Party Willard and Christy came up big in game. Ooh, which game was it in the Minnesota series?
It was game four, I believe.
Was it?
That was the Monday.
Yes.
Because
yes,
the Wednesday they lost and you fled the country.
That's right. You're damn
Kuminga
right.
Kuminga played great. They lost and you fled the country.
I'm out.
Totally.
Anyway.
I'm out.
So we have people over at the house and they're not like 95.7 The Game troopers. One of them listens some. But others are like just the whole, like the dynamics of the Warrior season and so you get to commercial breaks, and they are asking questions. And so the Kuminga thing comes up. And I go, do you want to know what it is? This is going to bother some of you, but I don't care because this is the truth.
Careful.
No, because this is what I've been branded for the last 4 months. Oh, he's a Kuminga hater. And I looked at everyone in that room, and I said, you know what it is? I don't hate Kuminga. I hate all of the fans who won't give up this damn fight. That's what it is. I hate that this has gotten turned into something that it never should have been. I hate that there is, you're a Kuminga lover or you're a Kuminga hater. And there's no in between. We can't have any context to this conversation.
Dab Nation, this is Jonathan Kuminga.
We can't talk about the fact that he was hurt. We can't talk about the fact that when he came back, there was like 4 seconds left in the season and every game mattered. We just have to talk about that Steve Kerr hates him. And if you side with the organization, then you're evil. You're keeping a young player down. Jonathan himself, I would bet, understands the context of this more than what developed in this town in terms of the debate. That's what bothers me. That really, and to my soul, that bothers me. Because I don't have anything against Jonathan Kuminga. I just happen to feel like I understand why it went the way that it went. And yes, there are pieces that he could have done better, and there are pieces the organization could have done better. Yes, they probably could have played that a little bit better in terms of PR. Yes, he could have gotten a rebound. Like, these are all things that happened. But he's not a bad player, and he's not a bad person. And I don't think it's necessarily over for the Warriors and Kuminga. But one last time, I would like to rubber stamp. I hate the way that conversation went this year.
Okay.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
I mean, you were a part of the conversation. And
well, but that's our job.
I know. As a part of the conversation, you were not very positive about the way he played basketball a lot of the time. And that's what makes people think that you are a Kuminga quote-unquote hater.
Not at all. Not at all. And in fact, I don't think there were a tremendous amount of times that I took shots. There were a few, but there were not a tremendous amount of times that I took shots at his game. I understood the situation, and I bristle at the idea that Steve Kerr hates young people. It's stupid.
Right. I mean, this year he played Brandon Pajemski more than people wanted, and he's a second year guy. So he's also a young person. He might even be younger than Jonathan Kuminga.
I don't think so.
It's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. It's pretty close. That's all. That's all. Like, yeah, you're not wrong. There were moments where Jonathan's lack of this, that, or the other frustrated me. Like, for sure. He won't go get a rebound on some nights. I do think he struggles with decision-making sometimes. Did he also suffer some bad luck because he was drafted by an organization that was in the middle of trying to win championships? Sure. Could Steve Kerr played it a little bit differently on certain nights? Absolutely. But what I ended up hating the most was the sound of it. The fact that we couldn't seem to find a middle ground. We couldn't find a middle ground of like, you're allowed to say this without meaning that you're a Jonathan Kuminga hater. Or you're allowed to say that without being branded as a...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
J.K. Stan. Like, I just, Ugh. I did not enjoy that at all. Like, why can't we have a real conversation about the way that that all went down and see that you can put your foot in both of those buckets at the same time?
Well, you can.
I think that's totally fair.
When you have the coach saying for the majority of the time that Jimmy Butler was here and JK was playing that he didn't think that those guys could all play together, and then they went out there and they were able to play together, it just makes it so the conversation goes a certain direction. When the head coach himself says, you know, I'm not sure if he can play. You know, the analytics tell you that he and Draymond and Jimmy on the court doesn't work, and then Steph's out, and then now JK plays because he has to, and Kuminga has a monster series against Minnesota.
Yeah, I mean, with Steph not on the floor, though. Remember, what Steve was originally, according to reports, really frustrated with was the fact that Jonathan, in a game in Portland, was looking off an open Steph Curry.
Yep.
Well, that's not a problem when Steph's not playing.
Exactly.
So Jonathan comes in and everything's different. Well, sure, everything's different. Like, I don't think you can even use that as evidence. People, oh, see, look what he can do. Well, that was not the scenario. That was not what the Warriors were doing. They had Steph Curry on the team. So, but I told you yesterday, if I were Steve Kerr, he probably could have verbally played that a little differently. He didn't bring up the issue enough of time. It wasn't, oh, Jonathan can't play. It's that we don't have time to go sort of experiment right with other things. I thought he could have brought that up more. And then maybe there would have been a little bit more understanding or slack in the conversation.
And that's perhaps,
I think so.
And confirmed, by the way, Pod's younger than Kuminga.
Okay, good.
So by 4 months or so, three and a half months.
So he doesn't hate young people.
No, and I think that, or the whole idea about the Warriors can't develop young players, that's one that really annoys me more than the fact that he doesn't like young players, because they've, in his 11 years, developed many players who started when they were young, including guys like Klay Thompson and Draymond Green. So they were in their second year or third year when Steve took over. So for me, if you're going to talk about Kuminga in a fourth year and his development, you also have to look at Draymond and Klay in their third year and say, well, doesn't he get credit for their development? Because they were in their third year when he took over. So that's the one that bothers me more than, you know, the whole thing about youth.
Like, I mean, I get it. I know where people go with this conversation, right? Steve, we're the home of the Warriors. Steve Kerr comes on the show every week. And so everyone's going to run around and go, oh, like, you guys just support Steve Kerr no matter what, because you need to maintain your relationship. I just have a little bit more respect for what the guy has achieved. And if, as a Warrior fan, you don't want to do that, don't do that. That's fine. But that, like, I have every right as a Warrior fan to be bothered by that. I think it's ridiculous when people do that to people who have achieved so much for your franchise. Like, that's the next step of this conversation. The way some people talk about Steve Kerr after four rings is absurd. And I know that it is not the majority of the fan base.
No, it's the lunatic fringe.
I know it's not the majority of the fan base. But, like, this concept, Steve is not perfect. Nobody is. But the idea that he does not have a reason for the decisions that he makes.
Well, he has a reason, but it doesn't mean he's right.
No, it doesn't mean he's right. But often I think I hear people talk about it as if there's not a reason. In other words, he hates young people.
Right.
Or, you know, he plays favorites. Or this, that, or the other. Like, Steve Kerr wants to center everything around Steph Curry. Anybody disagree?
Well, he wants to center everything around winning. And when you have Steph Curry and he's the best player on your team and the best player in franchise history and still really good, then you center it around Steph Curry. And so if he doesn't feel like Kuminga can play with Steph Curry, well, that's a problem. And it's either a problem you fix by moving off of Kuminga, or you fix it by figuring out ways to make it so they actually can play together.
And next year, what they will have that they didn't have this year, hopefully, is time.
More time, yeah.
Of time. Yeah. And I mean, he spoke to that. He said it in the exit interviews. He said that, like, if Jonathan Kuminga's back, we're totally going to dive into that in ways that we didn't have time to this year. Like, I don't know, man. Are these answers not fair? Are the answers that Steve has given
It's not about fair or unfair. Whether or not you agree with it.
Well, no,
and
but
people don't agree with some of the things that he says in his answers.
And that's fine.
And you're allowed to not I totally agree with it.
Yeah, again, what I hear is almost like what sounds like discriminatory type speech. It's totally fine to be like, I think Steve's wrong. I don't think it's okay to be, well, Steve Kerr doesn't like young players. Steve Kerr plays favorites. Obviously, there was a race component to the conversation about Pods and Kuminga, even though they don't even play the same position.
Yeah, those people are the imbeciles.
That's the stuff I can't stand.
Those are the people who get blocked on YouTube. And there's one in particular who constantly tries to tab me with those thoughts when I, you know, praise one guy who's white over another who's not white.
Don't worry. You blocked him and I haven't, so I get all of those comments,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
yeah. Don't worry.
He gone.
That's
fine. A couple of them who are gone, which is nice.
I don't even know how to block someone on YouTube.
That's pretty easy.
I don't even know. People are like, did you block me? I'm like, I don't even know how.
You just tap the name. Okay. Here, I'm just going to block somebody else just on principle.
I don't want to tap anybody's name.
You tap the name, and it comes up, report, block.
Ooh, have you ever reported someone?
No. Okay. You just block. Snitches get stitches. I'm not going to report somebody unless you do something really over the line and or threatening.
I mean, this is the most organic thing ever. I had no idea that we're like, this was not what we were going to be chatting about.
This guy's getting blocked.
Okay.
Kill switch R6. Willard, the most sensible person in Cali. Willard for governor.
Now, why would you block him?
You're blocked.
But if I become governor, you don't have to deal with me anymore.
You're not going to become governor.
Why? How do you know?
Because you...
You don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm unpredictable.
Your morals are too much intact to be a politician.
Oh, that was an interesting way to take it.
I mean, you're too good a guy to be a politician.
Mm.
You got to be Christina Aguilera dirty with four R's up in there.
All of them?
I'm the majority.
Yeah.
Majority.
No, you do have to take some turns to get through that maze.
You need to be a little bit of a grifter. And if you're a philanderer, that would help too.
Hey,
you're neither.
Hey, kill switch. I see you, baby. I see you. All right, well, listen, people want to talk about this. Hey, Jason in Sunnyvale, what's up? What's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you doing today? And by the way, Willard, if you run for governor, you have my vote, man.
Appreciate you, Jason.
My whole point today.
You'd be my running mate.
We'd be in big trouble. My point is regarding the term alpha dog as a play on words. Alpha dog meaning the top tier guy. Steph Curry is obviously the number one dude on the Warriors, and he will be for the next couple of years. But he needs someone, not necessarily to pass the torch to, but someone to hold that torch with him. And I think the reason why there was some flack behind Kuminga waving him off and taking some shots and doing some things on offense once he came back was he wanted to be that guy that would eventually take the torch, or that's what people have put in his head, at least, right? So I think he wanted to assume the role of that guy, you know, bypassing Jimmy and Draymond or whatever it had to be, and becoming sort of like that alpha. Not necessarily the dog because he's 22. He doesn't have the dog yet. But as a play on words, I don't know if you guys have heard the Dwayne Wade soundbite today regarding Jimmy Butler's time in Miami and what he saw in the playoffs for us.
I just heard it, Jason. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So there's a weird, there's something weird within that where he says, like, you're getting paid $60 million. I expect for you to be that guy, right? I think that Jimmy has a dog in him, but he doesn't necessarily have the alpha in him anymore, if that makes sense, right? So whereas Kuminga has the alpha mentality, he doesn't have the dog yet, maybe because he's not that guy just yet, but Jimmy is coming off of the alpha era, I guess, or his prime years, and he's still got the dog, but he's not a number one dude. He's not a guy that's going to, you know, that can hold the torch with Steph anymore. I'm not sure if you guys think the same way, but that's how I see it.
Yeah, Jason, and thanks. I wonder, though, if that's not by design. Like, two things about the Dwayne Wade comments about, oh, you're getting paid $60 million, I want you to be that dude. First of all, he's not getting paid $60 million, at least not yet. And even when the contract kicks in, he's not making $60 million, but that's neither here nor there. He didn't come here to be the guy. And I don't know if you can flip that switch overnight. He came here to be, as he's branded himself, Robin. I know he has been the guy at times, never for a championship, but he's come damn close.
Been to the NBA Finals
a
couple times.
He's done that before with a different supporting cast and a different team that had been together all year and built toward that. I don't think that you can come to a team, you're not the one, you're the two, and the second the one goes out and you've only been here for 3 months, and yeah, you're going to have a new teammate get thrown into the game who's been on the bench, and it's like, bang. Go be the one and win road playoff games at a high level. Like, jeez.
Well, he was the one in game three, and it's a game that they came close to winning. So you just have to try to be the one, because you lose your one, somebody's going to have to step forward and be the one, or you're going to lose four straight games. And that's what happened. So you're Jimmy Butler. You are making enough money to be a one. You happen to be on a team where somebody else makes more money than you. I think that the expectation can be, all right, if you're Robin and Batman is indisposed, what are you going to do? Either you try to be Batman, or you watch Gotham City get completely overrun by Timberwolves, and that's basically what happened.
Yeah, I'm just not like, and you're all allowed to, whatever. I'm not coming down Jimmy's road. To me, that feels so cherry-pickish.
I'm not coming down his road.
Not you, Dwayne Wade. Dwayne Wade came down his road today, and I'm like, that's such a cherry pick to sit here and love a guy who joined an organization, grabbed him from 500ville, jammed him through the playoffs, helped them win in round one, and then the second one of the most elite players on the planet leaves, now we're gonna fire on the guy because he was unable to sort of win a game by himself against a really good basketball team. I'm not doing that. I don't feel like doing that.
There's obviously some personal history between the two from their days in Miami and when they were both on the Heats. And so, yeah, those things a lot of times come out when it's convenient.
Were they together there?
I thought they were. Did he come in and replace him? It might have been Chicago.
Maybe, Dwayne did some time in Chicago.
Did some time.
He did.
Well, not really, but...
I mean,
that expression is
I know.
I think you're right. This one feels to me to be personal in nature. Did I want Jimmy to be more aggressive and try to score? Yeah, it would be great, but that is not the reason why you lost to Minnesota. You lost because you lost your best player. Now, if Jimmy went out and he was 10 for 30 and you still lost, would I feel better? Not really.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike and Hayward. Hi, Mike. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I think you guys did a good job analyzing Kuminga through the whole year. Did an excellent job with that. I never heard you guys say anything I didn't really disagree with. Kuminga, everybody should understand, people that come to that team, if they all got to figure out how they're going to play with Steph Curry. That's it. Butler did his job. He did exactly what he got paid to do. It was a good look the time they won that game. He had a good look. And so even Curry said that in the interview, right? So that was a good move. So try to say that he didn't come here to be Steph Curry and be the superstar. He came here to fit in with what they needed. And he did that. And he got paid for it. Kuminga, for some reason, is unable to do that. And he's a good player, but he don't fit with Steph Curry. If you can just see it, I don't know what it is, but he don't fit on the court. He don't space himself. He's one-on-one. He does all this stuff. That ain't how Kerr wants to run the team.
Correct.
It's pick and roll, screens, all that stuff is going on. And Kuminga don't play like that. I think you guys did a good job analyzing Kuminga. Kuminga has to learn how to play differently. And he's having trouble adapting to that style of playing. The style of the Warriors play, he cannot play for some reason. I don't know.
I don't think his skills necessarily match up. And I also believe that part of what you do with a team is you adapt to the player. The player doesn't have to only adapt to the scheme. And, you get in spots where Steph Curry plays a certain way, and if you don't have the right players to play around him, then you got to find other things to do to help the players that you do have.
I don't disagree with any of that. The one thing that I'll add to this, though, I don't think Jonathan Kuminga, quote-unquote, doesn't fit and can't play on the Warriors. I think that that has more been almost a decision as opposed to something preventative. And I think I know that that is the frustration at times from the Warriors. It's not about whether his skills fit. It's about whether or not at times he chooses to play the way that they all want to play. Jonathan Kuminga is a very good basketball player. A very good basketball player.
But he's not a great passer. He's not great off the ball. He's not great at, catch and shoot on the move. His skills are much more ISO. get the ball, the ha-ha,
right,
the skeet-skeet attack, and try to get his.
Okay, but have we not watched Jonathan, quote-unquote, get into the lab in the offseason and work on things?
Sure.
And what do we see him work on?
The three-point shot.
That's what I'm getting at. I think that Jonathan is working through the years on a lot of stuff because he wants to be that dude somewhere. And so when you get better at iso ball and you get better with the ball in the hands and you get better shooting the outside shot, you get better at all of those things, and then you come back from your offseason and you're like, oh, I'm a warrior. I probably actually should be working on motion and rebounding and scoring within the context of what Steph Curry's doing. And they've wanted him to do things like that, as they would call it, make better decisions. And he doesn't always do it. And I'm not, this isn't my analysis, this is theirs. So, you can get mad at that, but there is a middle ground on that where he could have decided to play basketball within the Warriors system as opposed to playing basketball the way an NBA one plays, which is what he wants to be, and I get it. That's how you get
paid. I also think
that's how you get paid.
There's middle ground, too, in the team being able to, when he's on the court, run an offense that is more conducive to the way he plays, because you're trying to put a square peg in a round hole by having Jonathan play the way that the Warriors like to play. If he's not great at that, well, then if you're going to play him, you got to find ways to put him in a position to succeed.
Well, we're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. Check this out, because the River Islands guest line is about to explode for the rest of this week. We have some developing news.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
On Thursday, this week, on Willard and Dibbs, on 95.7 The Game. I mean, tell your friends, tell your neighbors, get your phones. Hopefully the internet won't break. But on the exact same show, Steve Kerr and Brock Purdy will be on the show.
You sure he doesn't mean Brock Kerr and Steve Purdy?
Brock Purdy.
And Steve Kerr. Whoa.
On the same day, on this show, on this station.
I'm afraid that Lucas got body snatched, and this is actually somebody in place of Lucas booking the show.
Nope.
Okay.
This is
Tip of the cap, Lucas.
This is the largest your bicep has ever looked in the history of this show and this station.
Thank you.
All right.
Now, let's see if they actually come on.
Yeah.
Now, 48 hours.
Of course, they will probably both cancel. No. Steve Kerr and Brock Purdy. And freaking Kurt Warner joins us next on the River Islands guest line. Kurt Warner.
Man, River Islands never looked so good.
You like a little appetizer to Steve Kerr and Brock Purdy.
Mm. Big-time bookings right there.
On Willard and Dibbs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.